The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Okay, well, it's time for a bite of reality on America's Web Radio, and there's certainly plenty to chew on this week, so I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Rhyme Time himself.
Without any further ado, from the Rotten Apple, New York City, you're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And we'll start, jump right in with my favorite part of the show. It's time for Rhyme Time. Oh, the streets in Paris were in a tizzy as the tear gas flew, making the French people dizzy. But little did they know it was all just for fun, a crazy game that police had just begun. The locals all knew what was in store, a playful prank that they had played before. So they put on their goggles and their masks, ready to have a wild and crazy time and a blast. As the gas filled the air, the crowd almost dispersed. But then something strange happened. The gas got reversed. Instead of causing pain and making folks cry, it made them all giggle. It must have been laughing gas, oh my. The French people stumbled and fell, but it was all in good fun, as they looked like they were dancing under the bright sun. They now said the tear gas had turned into a magical potion, creating in Paris a hilarious and joyful large commotion. So if you've ever in Paris and you hear a loud boom, don't be alarmed, it's just tear gas bringing joy, so follow the plume. Just join in the merriment, don't be shy or coy, just let yourself go and enjoy the tear gas's joy. Ah, there are some who say that NPR is a joke, that the news they think they report is just a hoax. But little does the public know, it's all just satire, a clever ruse of insanity that's meant to inspire. The hosts are quick-witted, like rocks they are sly, but they try to make you laugh until you figure out you should cry. From Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, to The Daily Show, NPR's comedy is nonsense and a constant flow. They'll report on the news, but with a lying twist, a funny take on reality that's hard to resist. They poke fun at conservative politicians and the media, too, and we'll all laugh till our faces turn bright blue. So don't take NPR too seriously, my friend. Their wit and humor will never end. It's all in good fun. It's a clever disguise. NPR's satire will always the conservatives surprise. So the next time you listen to All Things Considered, remember it's all in jest, not meant to be bittered. NPR is a beacon of Fantasy Island, its humor and light, a so-called media source that just can't get it right. On to New York. Innocent until proven guilty, that's the rule we all know. But sometimes it seems the opposite's true, like a bad cameo. For some folks like Trump, it's a tough road to hoe, as they're assumed guilty, and it's hard for an unethical DA to let go. They're put on trial in the public court of opinion, and it's hard to fight back against the unceasing dominion of rumors and hearsay and the media's position, and they dig for dirt and search for any admission. It's a tough situation to be guilty until proven innocent, and it feels easy, like you're lost in an endless descent. But hold on, don't lose faith, don't be so hesitant, for there's hope yet, and it's not so irreverent. The truth will come out, and hopefully justice will prevail, and those who are not guilty, the DA, will have to unveil the DA's dirty deeds and his devious trail, and he'll pay for his sins, but in New York, without any bail. So if you're ever faced with a Swiss cheese indictment and it's clearly unfair, just remember to fight back hard with your attorneys, and don't despair. For the truth will eventually come out, and justice will be there, and you'll be proven innocent beyond all compare. But the indictment came down like a bolt from the blue, and the people were shocked at what it said, and it knew. But soon they discovered to their great unease that the indictment was actually made of Swiss cheese. The holes were big and the gaps were wide. It seemed like half the facts were just set aside. The evidence was weak and the case was so thin, it was clear to all the indictment just could not win. The judge shook his head in disbelief and the lawyers all laughed at the prosecutor's grief. The jury would be laughing as they heard these facts, and they all wondered, where's the beef? There's no crime, just artifacts. Bragg claimed he was earnest and ethical too, but that claim was destroyed when the indictment fantasy wasn't true. Bragg told us there was more there than anyone could guess. The whole mystical story was created around fake breasts. Based on the reporting, we kept waiting for something big to finally come out. The only thing Bragg could come up with now, even the left said, a crime was in doubt. It was sad to see the day that the prosecutorial ethics were burnt down. And we saw a DA, whose claim to fame now is just he's a clown. New York is not known for its crime stats going critically up. Criminals running wild, and all people being beat up. There's no crime here. We are serious, said Alvin Bragg. One of several problems with that statement is reality's not in his bag. He has left this world and gone to Fantasy Island, where there are no laws. That should give us all a very long pause. What happened this week was not funny at all. We have lost our identity and want some referee just to make the call. Fairness and justice are not just words. If we lose these concepts, we will never be saved, not even by nerds. Conservatives who stand up, they first were attacked by the IRS. And now all who speak out, the progressive loons, want to cause stress. Want to try your luck at the judge presiding spinning wheel? I could tell you the truth. For Trump to have the same judge three times is just unreal. Justice cannot function where dolts prosecute and idiots preside. The justice system requires morals and ethics. Without them, justice, I fear, has died. The justice system is not working. It is as broke as they come. They just want to hurt President Trump and put him under their thumb. The indictment was thought to be made with care and precision, but something went wrong, and it made a decision. The indictment got up and left, and it took a break. It didn't get far before its stomach started to ache. The indictment got sick from the stress and the strain, and it realized it couldn't handle any of the words and the pain. It tried to soldier on, but it was no use. It needed rest to patch the holes before it was ready to go forward with the abuse. The prosecutor was shocked at the news of the indictment plight, and the judge was annoyed at the case's delay and indictment's flight. Bragg said, this can't be true. I was up all night long. He could not understand why no crime stated in the indictment could be a wrong. He said, it doesn't matter. This just makes Democrats sense. We have to get Trump at any cost. Just listen. We have to commence. Afghanistan, we must get out, was the Biden play. It seemed it didn't matter whether it was done the right way. We told Biden this was not the way to go. Biden didn't care. He just wanted the time show. We have to get out no matter the cost. Joe didn't care how many soldiers getting out we had lost. I have a timeline, he said, to the incompetence he hired. And when everything went sideways, it's amazing that not one of them got fired. So now the White House writes what they've called an after-action report. I kept looking for the truth. It must be in there, so I thought. It's hard to believe that nothing again was said to be Biden's fault. It's so amazing, I find, that they pulled all the excuses out of the old White House vault. Incredibly but not surprising, Biden claims it was all Trump's doing. While quite frankly, Biden was in his office, and honestly, he had problems even chewing. The debacle that happened and the 13 heroes that were killed. No one in this administration is ever held liable when blood has been spilled. It isn't one's fault when no one is in charge. And deflector John Kirby, his lies are quite large. I expected truth from my government. That's the least that we the people deserve. They have all forgotten that it's we the people that they are supposed to serve. So how can this country have fallen so far from grace? To the bottom, President Biden, this is not supposed to be the race. Nothing is going right, and we are losing the country's soul. If we don't start fighting back as conservatives, we will lose complete control. So it's true in government that you have to die to lose your job. And even then, they'll pay you for a couple of weeks until your body becomes a blob. But wait, there's more. You didn't think there could be. We have even lost superiority to China in the sea. But our military brains, thank goodness they've all gone woke. Our only hope is that the enemy dies of laughing at us before we go broke. We send all our weapons to fight in places like Ukraine, like planning to build a house with no roof and just praying it doesn't rain. Now in the new world, they want us to live in this country right now. LGBTQI wants to take over if you don't subjugate. They'll cancel you, they vow. But listen to me, I say to the other side. Open your damn eyes. Please open them wide. You can't be this passive. It will be your doom. The cancel culture is actually coming for you to lower the boom. We have sat back and watched them take over and destroy what we built. We now have to take it back as America is about to go full tilt. Out of order is a sign of the times. That should not be there. Should not be here. People are going crazy. Even the last vestige, too. Not now. Not even a beer. So as we come to the end of rhyme time, we want to think happy thoughts and not think of all the crime. Chicago got rid of Lori Lightfoot. You might think, thank goodness for that. But they then elected another crazy mayor. I guess they're not tired yet of being shot or hit in the head with a bat. So here we are at the close of rhyme time this week. We pray this holy week for our audience to have their lives. Peacetime is what we all seek. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, it's an interesting week that we had. I have to tell you, even after 2 years of Biden, there are some things that shocked me. And that's tough to do, folks. That is really tough to do. Tuesday, if those of you who have been living on the rocks or been away on the different planets or our universe, I'll bring you up to date. The pathetic mainstream media brought about what was a 34-count Swiss cheese indictment, as I set forth in rhyme time, in a place called New York. Now, let me give you a little background on our illustrious Alvin Bragg, district attorney. Little stats. So, the ex-president and current candidate for 2024 president, under the auspices of a crime, was brought into the city under a 34-count felony indictment. Holy moly. 34 counts, that's a lot, right? Well, as one person said, if you take a pound of cheese and you cut it into 34 slices, you don't have 34 pounds of cheese. You have 1 pound of cheese cut into 34 slices. This is what we call overcharge, Swiss cheese indictments with no factual basis at all. And I got to tell you, after 35 years of practicing law, I looked high and low. I mean, I'm talking about high and low and high and low. For the tie-in crime, or what they call the bootstrap crime, to bring a violation of New York's penal law, 175.10, into a reality that would cause a 2-year statute of limitations to become a felony. And I got to tell you, it was 29 pages, and we looked, 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 and guess what? We couldn't find a thing. Well, I wonder why. Well, because it wasn't in there. It wasn't in there. Now, back to Alvin Bragg. So, you're talking about a district attorney that 57% of the felonies in New York become misdemeanors under his administration. And then 49 of those cases are lost by this district attorney's office. Yeah, you heard those statistics right. No, they're statistics. They don't lie, unlike some other things that we have in our system. So I looked at this, and the grand jury returned the 34-count indictment. Whoa, look out. And here's the other problem. I believe what they're going to try to do is say that he interfered with the elections. So that's going to be a really tough thing to prove. Well, why is that? Well, last I heard, the elections were November of 2016, if my dates are correct. Everything in this indictment starts in 2017. And it's pretty amazing to me how he's going to relate a 2017 alleged incorrect entry in records to be a violation of election law from 2016. That's pretty interesting. And a mass of factual documents are coming out now. And they're basically saying, this is very interesting. You're attempting to take a two-year statute of limitations on the 175.10, which is falsifying business records in the first degree, a felony. Now, even if you believe it's a felony, it's a five-year statute of limitations. So I'm not really sure where this is going. He kind of missed the statute of limitations by a lot. But in the event that somewhere in this information that he supplied in this indictment, it's not there. I looked. If anyone can find it, let me know. Because everyone else who looks at it says the same thing. There's nothing there. So this reminds me of when they were telling you that the BLM riots were mostly peaceful, as CNN was taking the camera shot of the burning city. He's sitting there going, it's mostly peaceful, don't worry about it, no problem here. So that's the first problem. This is just a most ridiculous thing. And by the way, New Yorkers, for your great next election of Alvin Bragg, Alvin Bragg just spent $200 million, according to reports, on this ridiculousness. That was bringing Trump in once. Why? Explain to me why. Everything I've done for the last 3 years has been on a Zoom call, but this couldn't be done by a Zoom call. This needed to be present. President accounted for. Why? Why? Because this is a political witch hunt. This is nothing more than ridiculousness. You know, I just keep saying we're focusing on things, and what we're doing in this country is completely insane. And I don't understand how we get back to this position of being stupid as Americans. As Americans, we need to be smarter than this. We need to pitch and find our hitters, our political hitters, with better sight. It's just ridiculous that we're doing this. We spent $200 million in New York for security and everything else that went into bringing Donald Trump into court for literally, what was it? He was in there for 10 minutes, and I'm betting that 10 minutes of that was reading the indictment. If probably actually it was more like a half hour, I take that back. But what was the purpose of bringing him in? Zero. There was zero purpose. Were they going to take a mugshot of him? He'd just make that into merch and sell it. I mean, does anyone else see this as any kind of problem? I mean, has anyone looked at the Clinton Foundation? Hillary is allegedly a person who lives in New York. Remember, she was a senator in New York. Uh-huh. I bought a house right before I became a senator. No worries there. I'm the person who you want. I don't understand how this DA could sit in his office with his ethical obligations under New York ethical canons and say that this was brought in good faith. I just don't see it. And honestly, I clearly think if it was any other person, this would never have happened. Data entry for breasts, for paying for breasts and get rid of them? What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is what we need to worry about in Manhattan? The streets are becoming a sewer. The sidewalks are like toilets. There's destitute people all over the place. There's crime rampant. Every other day I read somebody's getting killed, stabbed, thrown off the subway, onto the tracks, beaten up, robbed. But he's chasing Trump for $200 million. That was important. Think about that for a second. You want to think about what's important to people? That has nothing. You think anyone cares whether or not Trump goes to jail? Do you think that's important to them as they stand on the subway platform and wonder whether or not some guy is going to kill them because Bragg let him out 5 minutes later? Are you kidding me? No, of course not. But Bragg doesn't care. And that's the biggest problem that we have. Bragg just doesn't care. So let me read you what the giant felony is in New York that spent $200 million doing this. Ready for this? CPL 175.10. A person is guilty of falsifying business records in the first degree when he commits a crime of falsifying business records in the second degree, and when his intent to defraud includes an intent to commit another crime or to aid or conceal the commission thereof. Falsifying business is the first degree Class E felony. First of all, America, that is the least felony possible. The E felony is the lowest charge. But that's not even the question. It really isn't. The question is this selective prosecution? Is this the only person on the planet to ever be charged with something as this ridiculous and out of time? You need to have a sense of law. And see, here's the situation. And somebody said something to me this week. It really made a lot of sense. This system of a democratic republic was set up by intelligent people. And it needs intelligent people to run the system of the democratic republic. And specifically, it needs a system of law and justice run by intelligent people. And I can tell you, honestly, right off the bat, when you start doing things like this, you lose the world. What do I mean by that? Well, for instance, the president of Venezuela this week, right after this indictment, said he doesn't ever want the America, USA, us, to ever lecture anyone about the amazing facts of being democratic. Because we did exactly this week what we accused these little banana republics of doing, prosecuting their opposition with the law, under the law. No one is under the law. No one is above the law. The law should be applied equally. But we haven't done that. We haven't done that in years. Why haven't we done that in years? Now, that is an excellent question. Because we got caught up in something. What did we get caught up in? We got caught up in a useless... I'll try to keep it clean here. We got caught up in something what I like to call is the beginnings of an authoritarian fascist government. And you might say, well, wait a second. That was Trump. That was the conservatives. Really? Really? Think about it for a second. You have a DA who's going to go down history as the DA who destroyed America. He destroyed the Republican district attorney's office. He destroyed the system of justice that I've served for 35 years. This is now an open attack on our opposition, on the opposition of a ruling party. What does that sound like? What does that sound like? Is that South Africa? Is that third world Uganda? Ghana? What is that? How do you get an office to indict a person who is not guilty when you let all of the guilty people go free? You want to charge him with election interference because he paid someone off who claims in a letter that there was no affair? But you know what? Sometimes you just get rid of a lawsuit because it's more of a pain in the butt to deal with. And it's not even whether or not it happened. It's the mere appearance that you want to keep quiet. Did he want his wife to know about this? Did he want his son Barron to know about it? No. So he paid somebody to say, shut up. Listen, whatever it was, I don't care. I don't care. Because the man had great policies for the United States. Do you think he needs this? Do you think he wants this? Do you think he wants to be persecuted again? He could have just gone back to being a billionaire and had a very happy life. But I believe he cares so deeply for this country that we don't even recognize his sacrifice. You know what? It's interesting during Holy Week, and everybody's going to jump on me for making this comparison, but there are people who suffer for our wings, for our ills, and for our sins. Right? And I'm not a religious guy, but I could certainly see a martyr. I can recognize a martyr. And I got to tell you, he's getting there. He is getting there. You know, what I see is, you want to prosecute people for election interference? How about George Soros? How about Joe Biden? How about Hunter Biden? How about Jim Biden? How about Hallie Biden? Oh, wait a second. Let's bring back the old favorites. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, Christopher Steele, the famous dossier, and now Alvin Bragg. And who are the people, the 51 intelligence, and I hate that word when they're used in that phrase, 51 intelligence agencies that told you this Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. You think that that would dissuade the election? But that was interference. That was real interference. And what have we done about it? Nothing. Nothing at all. Just like what we did about Lois Lerner and the IRS targeting conservatives. What? Oh, wait, we didn't do anything, did we? No, not at all. Because we as a nation are controlled now by the Democratic Party. And they're smarter than us. They are smarter than us. They're smarter than us conservatives. Because our conservatives try to take the quote-unquote high road. But you know what? Unfortunately, conservatives, you're losing. You're losing. Your tactics are losing. You didn't want to get involved in early voting. You didn't want to get involved in ballot harvesting. So they honed their skills, the Democrats, and they figured it out way beyond what you ever figured out. And in fact, now in Wisconsin, which is just amazing to me that this was allowed to go on and it's going on right now under your nose, Republicans in Wisconsin and the rest of the country, too, because Wisconsin is important. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Then we're going to take a short break. I'm telling you, Republicans, right now, and you better listen up. I'm going to give you free advice. When a lawyer gives you free advice, you best listen. So right after this amazing commercial break, I'm going to give you the free advice. So don't go away.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark. So right before the break, I told you I was going to give you some free advice. And when a lawyer gives you free advice, you better listen. So here's what happened in Wisconsin. There was a conservative candidate for the Supreme Court and a progressive, wildly left loon for the Supreme Court. And guess what happened? The wildly left loon won the Supreme Court. Now, why did that happen? Well, let's look at the facts. Okay, first of all, interestingly enough, the Democrats and the progressives set up an app. And this app paid $250 of up to a max of $250 to go vote for the progressive. That is illegal under Wisconsin law. But yet, once again, the Republicans are too late to the game. This is exactly what happened in the last election when the Republicans, although they knew that certain things went wrong, like in Pennsylvania, the elected officials changed the voting times and days and how much you could vote instead of the legislator under the Pennsylvania Constitution. But the Republicans got there too late. They were sleeping. I don't know what they were doing. The Republican Party, despite not having a backbone, seems to not be able to get to places on time. And this is another problem. So what did they do in Wisconsin? They literally had an app that people could sign into and get paid $250 for voting for the progressive, the person who was going to change the balance of that court. And now, for the first time, and I think it was 15 years, the progressives are in charge. Gee, how did that happen, Republicans? Because you were sleeping. Because you're not as smart as the Democrats. And that's really sad. That's really sad, and you need to change that. You need to be smarter. And here's another free advice for the Republican Party and the rest of the people who are conservatives in this country. You need to come up with a reasonable approach to the abortion issue. or you are going to get clobbered every single time there's an election where that comes to fruition. Okay? Why do I say that? It's because America, although, listen, personally, I'm against abortion. But if you want to go get an abortion, that's your business. I don't care. And that should be the opinion of the Republicans. They're completely off base, and I hate to say it. They're going to lose every election where that abortion issue is brought forth because the Democrats have mastered the ability to make that the sole issue at issue. The sole issue for the voting ballot. The voting ballot is the key issue is abortion. Do you want them to outlaw abortions? And most Americans don't. And again, you got to figure this out. It's simple. You may personally disagree, but you represent the people in your district. And you need to carry that forward. If you don't do that, you're going to lose it and lose it big. And that's what happened, I think, in the midterms. We lost that same issue over and over again, over and over and over, because they brought it forth, because they know that's the winning issue. When it's front and center, Republicans are going to lose. They're going to forego everything to hurt that issue. And we let it happen. And if you don't believe it, hey, look what just happened in Chicago. Okay, so what happened in Chicago? So they got rid of Lori Lightfoot, and they put this Johnson in. Okay, talk about, you know, screwing over your Johnson. They did it again, Chicago. Chicago's amazing. I guess they're not done with being beat up. I guess they're not done with being shot. So it's completely insane in Chicago. They have a 60% increase in violent crime. So they put this Brandon Johnson, the super progressive lefty, as mayor. This is incomprehensible to any other person on the planet other than Chicago's. Chicagoans, I guess you'd call them. Chicago nuts. I don't know what to call them. Good luck. Enjoy the crime. You thought it couldn't get worse under Lightfoot? Wait. I guess you were wrong. Enjoy the death. Enjoy the mayhem. Put your progressive policies. They'll be fantastic. Thanks very much for coming to Chicago. If you can get out alive, welcome back next time. And he's to defund the mayor. The mayor is the defund police guy. This is the guy they chose. Wait till you see what happens. I'm going to send them a condolence card. You know, violent crime is front and center in people's minds, yet when they go to the ballot box, for some reason, they lose their minds completely. Completely gone. You know, it's America's destroying itself from the inside. I think Abraham Lincoln said it best. He said, nothing could destroy America except America from the inside. And he was right. Brilliant man. I think I'm going to get a tall hat and a beard. So now, on to this week, we have the China threat. So I don't know, for those of you, McCarthy met with the Taiwanese president. So this was very interesting. He met with her, and she's a most amazing individual. And what I saw was that all of a sudden China comes out and literally threatens America and then goes and parks an aircraft carrier and some other ships off of Taiwan, basically surrounding the island, and now saying they're going to be inspecting ships coming through the Taiwan Straits. For those of you who weren't good at geography like myself, that's the area of the sea, international, between Taiwan and China. So now they're going to be inspecting ships. Good luck. You know, we have a president who has been in the government for 50 years and been on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision, including China. So now we also find out, you know, they keep saying, America, we don't want conflict. We don't want conflict with China. But announcing every single moment of time in your life and every breath that you spend from the podium with Flopsy Mopsy and John Kirby, the superior national security deflector, that we don't want conflict. Well, listen, folks, when I have an enemy who's backing away and saying, listen, I don't really want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to get involved. When the enemy understands we're the enemy, they call us the enemy. And what does Biden call them? A competitor. Well, he clearly doesn't understand that either. It's like Biden trying to get off the stage. He doesn't understand. If the teleprompter's not on, I think he's out to lunch completely. And it's really, it's disabling this country. And now I find out this week that there's a possibility that the cranes that we use at the ports that run on Chinese software can now detect everything that we bring into this country, all of our military assets, back and forth as we use these cranes for. And honestly, now they think that they could actually shut down our ports by shutting down the software running the cranes. That's great. Welcome to America, where we better start speaking Chinese. We didn't learn a darn thing during COVID about decoupling and disengaging with China. We rely on China very heavily. But China never has to fire a shot. All they have to do is cut off our supplies, and we're gone. We're dead. Now, China's together with OPEC. There you go. That's something that's fantastic. Why didn't I think of that? Get into OPEC. We've stopped producing our own oil and gas. We have a economy that's crumbling faster than the ancient Egyptian ruins, and we're okay with that. Expect less. That's what they're telling us. Expect less. Don't worry about it. So I just don't understand when you get to that point, when you talk about China, how you can sort of back away and say, oh, gee, we can't deal with that. China, no. We're not good with that. You know, it just, to me, we really better get our act together on China. And we better figure it out, and we better get ourselves ready, because that conflict's coming. And I think my gut tells me that the meeting between Putin and the meeting with him with Xi in Russia was all about timing. And what do I mean by that? I believe that they are going to have a sort of the timing that they're going to attack Taiwan and the further push into Ukraine by Russia is going to be the same time. It's going to be coordinated. That's what I think just happened. And I don't know why. Well, I talk about intelligence. Our military intelligence is gone. You know, it's a democratic republic system, but the democratic republic system requires that it be run by intelligent people. When you don't have intelligent people running it, it doesn't work. It wasn't meant to be run by idiots and dolts. So what happens now? What do we do? Well, when the system's broken, what are we going to do? We got to burn it down, right? That's what BLM said. How about we just reorganize it? How about we take it and we do it differently? You know, I run back to the Trump case in New York again, because I got to tell you, and I'm very hesitant to criticize a judge, but not so much the judge, but I find it amazing. There's supposed to be that random wheel of judges where they're randomly chosen for cases. How is it that Judge Marchand has been on each one of the Trump cases? How is that? How is that possible? Talk about forum and judge shopping. Yeah, I know. You complain about it, but I'm like the rest of the talking heads in Washington. I just complain. Nothing gets done from my end. Because you know what? I don't have any power. I'm just the guy. I'm just the guy who tells you the truth. You want to know about the subjugated, divisive legal system? You can ask me. It's there. It's going on in New York right now, out of Alvin Bragg's district attorney's office. And you know what? The government has facilitated it. And I found something out that I'm looking into, that apparently somebody from the Kamala Biden administration went to the DA's office in Manhattan and was employed there for a while during the transition of this case, or the preparation, I should say. It transitioned into a case. From no case, the Federal Election Commission passed on it. The Department of Justice, the corrupt political Department of Justice, passed on it. But Alvin Bragg found something new. Well, but did he really? Not from that 34-page indictment. He just cut up the one-pound Swiss cheese into 34 slices. It didn't make it 34 pounds, but that's what he's attempting to do. You know, we looked at from when this first started happening and nobody did anything. I said the IRS with Lois Lerner, the FISA court abuse, from Jim Comey, a verified statement that was never verified, but no one ever has accountability. When you have no accountability in government, you basically have no government being accountable to the people. So what did they do? Over the last 2 years, they just said, we don't have to account to anyone. It's a blatant disregard of the law. Crimes of fraud, crimes of deception, crimes of election interference, all under the D name, perfectly legal. No problems whatsoever. You know, one of the things that I heard this week from the Flopsy Mopsy from the White House, this was just incredible, and I had to go back and listen to it several times because I could not believe that Flopsy Mopsy from the White House podium, the Biden spokesperson, White House spokesperson, how dare she lie to the American people? She, and if for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, is in Tennessee this week, there was an expulsion, actually yesterday, of 2 out of 3 members who took part in the insurrection at the Tennessee Capitol. And why was it an insurrection? Because they literally came in and took over the Tennessee Capitol for over an hour until control was restored. And they were out of order, yelling and screaming during the session, which had to be postponed, with a bullhorn, chanting, and leading the people basically on to what I would consider a January 6th type intervention. An insurrection, so they call it, right? So they call it an insurrection in January 6th, and we hold people for 2 years without charging them and in solitary confinement. And that was okay because, hey, it was a January 6th conservative insurrection. Well, maybe not so much. Now we're finding out that a lot of the video shows people yelling and screaming who were actually officers of the law. That's really disturbing. That is disturbing. And there were people encouraging, law officers encouraging these people to go into the Capitol. That, to me, is really disheartening. And if that's proven to be true, that needs to be addressed. Because that is illegal. You cannot do that. You created the crime and then charged the people with it. You can't do that. So back to Tennessee. So there were three of their representatives that they wanted to throw out. So it was Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, Justin Pearson. And I listened all yesterday to the entire statements that they were making because they did get a hearing at least to address their behavior, although quite frankly it was all on videotape. And they played thank you, Tennessee. They played the entire videotape, the part, not clipped and pasted and put together and not words cut out. They played the entire part of the accused. And it clearly showed that they were disruptive, they were in violation of the ethical code, and in violation of the House rules. And the penalty for that was expulsion. So I don't understand why the uproar was. But on the other hand, they went to participate in the protest against guns. And that was pretty amazing. That's great. I'm glad they want to protest outside the Capitol just like normal people. You want to do that? Fine. As long as it's a peaceful protest, no problem. But when you break into the Capitol and cause mayhem and chaos, that's illegal. But amazingly enough, in Tennessee also, no one ever got arrested for that. But yet in Washington, the largest manhunt on this planet, Earth, by the USA, was undertaken to get every last one of those people who were in Washington, who were in that Capitol building and were outside that Capitol building now, apparently. Thousands of arrests. Why? Well, because they were not the Democrats. But in Tennessee, all those people that were inside the building creating chaos and havoc and interrupted the flow of the Capitol in session, none of them got arrested. They were all just brought out. They were allowed to go on for an hour, and then they finally walked away. That was more time than they spent at the Capitol. But yet nobody got arrested. So they threw Justin Jones and Justin Pearson out. They expelled them. Funny part is that they were not at all remorseful. They expressed no sorry, I got carried away in the moment. They were like, listen, they went straight to the race card, straight to the race card. And I implore you to go and listen to the session where they gave their little speeches. They went straight to the race card. And you know what I'm finding? When you have to go straight to the race card, that you're really out of argument. You have nothing more to say. You've lost the argument because you don't have one. Because you don't have an excuse for your behavior, for your disorderly conduct. You have nothing. So where do you go? You go to, I've been oppressed for 200 years. Well, listen, kid, you're like 26 years old. 200 years, I'm not thinking that you were alive 200 years ago. And he went to his ancestors and everything else. And honestly, listen, that's his business. But that doesn't answer the question as to why you were disorderly and why you interrupted the session. Because that was what you were being charged with. You weren't being charged with anything else. Silence your voices? You're supposed to be a representative, and you claimed of 70,000 people, each of these people, roughly 70,000. They represent the district. There's a decorum that has to be maintained. And when you lose that decorum, you have nothing. And why they don't understand that? This is a problem with America. And there was, I think it was Sheriff Woods this morning, who in Ocala, in Marion County, there were three murders by three people who killed two kids, two female kids, and I use the word female, don't everybody jump on me. Yes, and one male kid. They killed them. They were all allegedly in a loose configuration of what you would call a gang. So they were all killed. But you know what the sheriff said, which was interesting? You all coddle these kids, and in school you give them a break because they're out of control. They're fighting. They're doing disruptive behavior. And you give them a break. There's no accountability. And the sheriff was really ticked off. I mean, he was furious. He really was furious. You want to treat a 12-year-old like a child or an adult. When a 12-year-old pulls the trigger and physically kills someone, wanton and willful act, that's an adult. You made that decision. And here's the funny part about this with the progressives. They want you to be a kid for some times, and then they want you to be an adult for other times. And what do I mean by that? To go get some transgender operation without parental consent, that's fine. You want to do it at 4-year-olds? That's fine. No problem. You don't need your parents' consent. But at 12 years old, if you shoot someone, oh, that's a kid. That's a baby. He can't make that decision on his own. He can't be held liable for his own decisions. You can't put those two things together. It's the round peg in a square hole. It doesn't fit. But it doesn't matter to the Democrats, to the progressives, because their Looney Tune policies don't make sense. If you hold it up and shake it out, there's nothing there, because it's a fungible thing. When you're an adult for one episode and you're an adult and you're not an adult for something else, that's ridiculous. Pick a team. If you're going to say you have the right to make a decision when you're 12 years old as to whether or not you should be a boy or a girl without your parental consent, well, hell, give them a weapon. Give them some guns. The White House said the other day, after six people were killed in Tennessee, after three 9-year-olds and three adults were killed by a transgender. And she says transgenders are fierce. They're fighting. What kind of idiot says that from the presidential podium? Jean-Pierre, you need to get your words in order before you say something out of that mouth. Because there's something wrong. There's something wrong when you can say transgenders are fierce and they're fighting back. Why don't you just egg them on? And you're chasing Donald Trump for inciting something on January 6th as if he was a magical Houdini mind controller? Give me a break. But that's that fungible kind of thing again. Reality is fungible. There's no set reality. As a Democrat, as a progressive, you can make reality anything you want. It's like being on mushrooms. Yeah, reality is anything you want inside your mind, but you have to live with the rest of us in the real world. So what happened yesterday is the Black Caucus got together, I think, this morning or last night after the expulsions, and they went straight to the race card again. You know, I always wondered, how come the White Caucus never meets? where's the white caucus? Because people would be objection. They'd have an objection to that, right? But yet there's a black caucus. When did we start separating people by race? Oh, that's right, under Joe Biden. We separate people by gender. Well, the 32 different genders they have. We separate them by race. We separate them by sex. We separate them by whether or not they're changing into sexes. When did that become an important criteria for merit? You know, I got recently a law school advertisement, and it said, we're number 12 in diversity. Yeah, but you're number 300 on the list of 300 in law schools, but you're number 12 in diversity. Why are you advertising this? This has nothing to do with being a lawyer. You know, this country is really, it's in trouble. It's in trouble big time. And I did want to get to a few different things right before, as we're coming up towards the end of the show here. I wanted to talk briefly about this after-action report that I saw from Afghanistan. And I will refer to it, I'll refer to it kindly as the idiot report. John Kirby and the garbage he was spewing from his mouth was simply a bold, outright lie to America. How he still has his office today is amazing. Is anyone with a Democrat hat ever held responsible for anything? He and his idiots killed 13 American heroes, 170 Afghans, and they made it look exactly like it wasn't in that report. And he got up there, and out of the words came out of his mouth, he said, I don't see the chaos. I didn't see the chaos at all. When we got there, there was no one at the airport. That's why you're thinking it was chaos. We couldn't get everyone out of there. This was the worst decision in American history. Quite frankly, that's what has caused the deterioration of America right now. That's why Russia went into Ukraine. We couldn't even get out of a country without leaving $88 billion in weapons and taking our people out safely. And an idiot changed everything. The head idiot, Joe Biden, changed everything on the planet that Donald Trump had did when he came in. From the border disorder, yeah, that's also Trump's fault, right? This guy blames everything on Trump. You've been in office 2 years, Joe. Take responsibility for something instead of the curtains in the Oval Office. You know, it is complete chaos when we left Afghanistan, and anyone who saw it knows that. The fact that they put this report together, this 12-page report, the White House lied through its teeth, and the media carried it with joyful glee. We could blame something else on Trump. Secretary Austin, General Milley, and the rest of the lying media, the pathetic attempts to take the truth and twist it into something absolutely unrecognizable. Nothing is this guy's fault. Nothing. Nothing's under his control. He said, we left because we were under the Trump. Are you kidding me? Under Trump's administration, it was never, never the plan to get rid of the Bagram Air Base. And at Abbey Gate, what took place was failure of command. But no one was ever held responsible. 13 people died. 13 American heroes. 170 Afghanistans. And no one ever held accountable. Why? Because this is Joe Biden. This is the Joe Biden that wants to run in 2024. God help America. If this guy even thinks of running in 2024, this is disgusting what happened. This report is nothing but a bashful, unabashed, I should say, bowl of lies. I mean, to blame this thing on Trump. Trump had that country under control with 2,500 troops. For 18 months, not a single American soldier died. Not one. And why? Not because we only had 2,500 troops there. Because they understood that if they stepped out of line, Trump would bash them like a baseball bat on a baseball. He would smash them into the ground like a those polo hammers. But what I'm saying here is when you're an idiot and you have no foreign policy, people don't care what you say. Because once again, look at Balloongate. Now, that was Trump's fault also, right? Wasn't it? We let it travel along from, January 18th to February 4th? And we let it fly across the entire United States? First, they told us that was another great lie. First, they told us we jabbed it. It can't transmit anything back to China. You knew you were lying then, and then you came out eventually and got discovered. They got all the information they needed on our missile silos, our communications, and a whole host of other secret information. But hey, what the heck's a balloon the size of three school buses floating over the United States? No big deal. This administration is a lying sack of unintelligent people who are unaccountable to the American population at all. No one is ever going to be held responsible for anything. And when you understand that, the results of this administration are going to be clear. From the economy to the wars that they've gotten us into, under Trump, not one war. Listen, I don't like Trump as a person. I don't like the way he conducts himself. But he was a phenomenal president for the United States. And that's what we need. I don't need Uncle Joe giving fireside chats. I need somebody who's going to keep America safe and make sure the world is stable. And he's currently destroying the American dollar, by the way. By the way, OPEC just cut a deal with China. Think about that. China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran. That's what your new evil axis is. And you know when it happened? All under Trump. All under Trump? No. Oh, wait. It was under Biden. Let's blame Trump, though. It's all under Biden. So when you pick an idiot, you get an idiot. Bad data in, bad data out. And with that, I'm going to be wrapping up Bite of Reality of Mark the Shark. Hope everyone has a phenomenal Easter and happy Passover for those of you who celebrate. And a happy Easter for those who celebrate. Thanks for listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.